The Michigan Historical Museum in Lansing is presenting the exhibit Inventing the Outdoors. It details the story of Native son Webster Marble. Marble was a woodsman, inventor, and a businessman who manufactured a wide range of tools for use in outdoor settings. Inventing the Outdoors shows how Marble's ideas led to a shift in the public's view of the forest, from an exploitable set of resources to a landscape that could be enjoyed as recreation. WKAR's Peter Worf speaks with Museum Executive Director Sandra Clark about how Webster Marble played in the same league as contemporaries Sears Roebuck and Montgomery Ward.
He's an incredible advertiser. He advertised in all the national magazines, and he had a whole group of people who were retailers, so he did a monthly publication for them with stories about the outdoors and using the products and things. One of the things that just charms me, because once I worked in publications, and you know, when you're buying advertising, you need to know if it works. So he's up in Gladstone, Michigan. He's got the only big factory in town, so every one of his advertisements has a different street address for the mailback cards. So he would know what things people were responding for. He'd also advertise on the back page and the centerfold of the magazine, because those are the two things people look at first.
He also used celebrity endorsement. You looked at some of the things that he made, axes, knives, carried by some pretty big names.
Yes, his compass, and carried by Lindbergh when he crossed the Atlantic, North Pole with Perry. And it wasn't just that he was getting these guys to carry it for advertising. He was producing the best and the finest of outdoor equipment. He was very selective in what he produced. Started with the safety axe, which to me is another great story. This is the idea of find a need and then solve a problem. When he was working in the woods and when he was camping, he loved hunting, fishing, everything in the outdoors. Take your little axe with its little sheath. Well, the axe can cut through the sheath and cut your pants, or you can lose the sheath and have a very dangerous implement. So he invents an axe that has a metal sheath and it folds into the handle. You never lose it, it never cuts through it. And that's the first big successful product. Gun sights. They stick up, they get broken, they get twisted, they don't work.
They hang up on your clothes.
Right. So he invents one that collapses. And in fact, the Marble Arms Company that still exists in Gladstone, that's the one product they still produce.
Speaking of gun sights, a pretty nifty firearm was also a Marble product.
Yes. Probably my favorite of all of these artifacts is the Game Getter. And this is Marble at his very best. You know, you don't want to carry too much with you. So the Game Getter has two different gauges, so you can use it. And it's got a collapsible stock, so you can use it as a shotgun or as a pistol. And one of my very favorite advertisements that he has the guy that's actually cleaning game, and there's a big cat on his shoulder, and he's raising the Game Getter pistol to take care of the cat while he's busy cleaning his other game.
Right, he says things like, you know, you're out for squirrels and there's a deer. What's the guy to do?
Right, you just pull up the stock and use the other barrel.
Right. Yeah, you saw imitators after this with these sort of two-barrel firearms. You have a shotgun and maybe like a .22 rifle underneath. Mm-hmm. He was the first to do that.
He was the first to do that. He invented something that those of us who camped back in the old days, and probably still campers today, the match safe. If you're out in the woods and your matches get wet, you're in trouble, especially if you're really out in the woods and it's cold. And so, but it's a 10 and a 12 gauge shotgun shell slipping into each other are the beginnings of that little match safe that we all ended up carrying when we were Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts. That he evolves. You know, he said all you needed to survive in the woods was a safety axe, a match safe, a compass, and a good knife. And that's what he focused on.
This is Peter Worf for Current State. I'm speaking with Sandra Clark, Executive Director of the Michigan Historical Museum here in downtown Lansing. We're talking about Webster Marble, the inventor, the businessman, and the subject of the exhibit here entitled Inventing the Outdoors. I'm just a huge fan of the knives, and you have a great display over here about the incredible variety of skinning knives, sort of general purpose knives, camping knives, and they're absolutely without peer.
Yes, I am told, I'm not an expert on knives, but I'm told by those that know, they are beautifully crafted. And you could get any kind of handle you wanted. You could get leather, you could get bone. They were made not just to be wonderfully utilitarian, but also to be things of beauty.
We're looking at a gear that a woman might wear into the woods, kind of a tunic and a skirt. But then there's something really cool there that's pinned to the shirt. You mentioned the compass earlier.
Right, and he obviously didn't invent the compass, but having had the experience of falling in water and losing his compass when he was out and getting lost and getting a little bit frightened, good woodsman that he was, his invention was the compass that attached to your clothes so you would never lose your compass. And it's a tiny thing, but
so
you always
simple.
Got it. So simple, but so valuable. And again, you see a need, you see a problem, and you solve it, and then you market the dickens out of it.
Yeah, these are great ideas. He didn't invent, like you say, the compass or the match or the knife or the hatchet or the axe, but he made them that much better.
Exactly, and made a very successful company in doing so, and did it all in Gladstone, Michigan. We talk about a world economy today. This guy in 1900 understood that the nation and the world were his market.
Yeah, take us to that place, Gladstone. I mean, what a likely and unlikely setting at the same time.
Exactly. He picked it because he liked being out and he liked the North Woods. He liked the Upper Peninsula, so he chose to live there. A place, obviously, where his business became the dominant business in town. But all he needed was mail connections to serve anybody in the nation.
Right, it's a huge factory, too, as
yes.
is pictured over here in the corner of the exhibit. An enormous factory for such a remote place.
Exactly, and yet I'm told that the shed out behind his house was where he would sit and dream up these things. The other thing we have here is some copies of the books that he carried with him when he was doing the lumbering work. And he was recording very specifically what he saw, where it was, all this detail. But in the back, you see sketches of things like an axe that would work better. So that invention was always in him.
Outdoorsman, inventor, entrepreneur, Webster Marble is featured in the exhibit Inventing the Outdoors. Sandra Clark, thanks very much.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure, Peter.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.